Hello, everyone. What is James doing?
I'm showing the kitten.
Wasn't just doing a crop shot. Oh, what a start.
And suddenly our views plummeted.
All went up.
Yeah, that's going to be a spike on the watch section. View of James's crotch and a kitten.
Not his OnlyFans.
Everybody wins. Hello, everyone. And welcome to this session of Bardic Quest, the show where a group of British trained actors tell fantastical improvised stories through the medium of Dungeons and Dragons. Just before we start, we have a little bit of news. I've been working behind the scenes to launch bardicquest.com. Which will be live when this episode goes out. So it'll be a good place to see more information about the show, the back catalogue of episodes, and also keep up to date on any news and things. So do check that out at bardicquest.com. So let's get into the show. Previously on Bardic Quest, Sergei had ventured off foraging for food after the party's encounter with the cultists and kobolds. And oddly, however, he actually didn't return from his foraging. So Saga and Johan and Thoric continued on their route to Phandalin whilst also following Sergei's tracks. And before long, they stumbled upon a couple of horses who had clearly been killed, with tracks leading into the forest suggesting that someone had been dragged away from the scene. Sergei's tracks had also seemed to be leading into the forest as well. Now, unable to take the cart of Gundren supplies into the woods with them, Thoric stayed behind to guard the cart. And then a short way into the forest, Saga and Johan were ambushed by a pair of sneaky goblins after they had discovered a brooch belonging to who seemed to belong to Gundren Rockseeker along the trail which they'd been following of this dragged body. And after a somewhat challenging fight, not without its wounds, Saga and Johan were victorious and continued along the trail. Before long, they discovered what had become of Sergei as he swung upside down from a tree, having been caught in a snare trap. And after cutting him down, the three of them continued along the trail, avoiding further traps along the way. The trail eventually led to a cave. A cave mouth. With Johan feeling the wounds from battle, it was decided that the group would set up camp within the woods, but still within viewing distance of the cave. As night fell, with Sergei on watch, he attempted to climb a tree to get a better vantage point, but while stretching to reach out for the next branch, fell from the tree with a large thud. Now we find the group awake, wary of the sounds of breaking twigs getting closer and closer, coming from the direction of the cave, and the sound of the twigs have also made their way behind the party too. They are surrounded, left with little choice. They have leapt up to their feet, ready for battle. So, it's nighttime. So your vision is very limited, with pretty much the only source of light being moonlight at this point. You've leapt up to your feet. I'd like you all, please, to make a perception check.
Nat 20.
Oh, boom. Oh, could you do it with disadvantage, though? Sorry. I meant to say that before, sorry.
Because of the dim light.
Yes, please.
Nat 1.
2. My first one was a 17.
My second one was a 19, so that's a 22, unnatural.
I rolled a natural one, so I feel like I'd see more if my eyes were closed.
So you got 22 with disadvantage.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know how to prove it. It was 20 and then a 19.
I don't need to prove it. I'm going to trust you. I'll worry if you start getting like 20s, nat 20s every time. Then I'll start.
Especially for Sergei.
Yeah. Okay. So all three of you have no dark vision either, which is slightly problematic for you guys. But despite this, Johan and Saga, what were yours again? Sorry, I got obsessed with the two and one. Okay. So you two leap up and see pretty much nothing but darkness. You're trying to get your bearings, but because you're looking into the forest at this point, there's just so much pitch blackness that you can't make out a tree from a bush or, you know, whatever. You, however, Sergei, you leap up ready to strike and can see the very clear outline of a dwarf. Thoric, you are traveling through the woods trying to follow what you can make out of the tracks with your dwarvish dark vision. And as you are approaching a sort of outcropping of bushes and logs, you see three figures leap up at you, weapons at the ready, about to leap at you.
Way! He raises his shield above his head. What? By the gods, what are you doing? Scared me half to death.
Well, Thoric, it is you.
Scared you half to death.
I almost chopped your head off.
I mean, you're aiming a little bit high, to be honest, if you're aiming for my head, mate.
I have to kind of judge the distance, being a small man, you know?
Aye, I get you.
What took you so long?
Well, I had to do a few turns around to make sure I wasn't being followed by anyone, and I wasn't really sure what was going on. So I kind of dipped myself just under this little outcrop of rock and stayed there thinking that you'd find me, but after a while I got a bit worried, so I managed to double back on myself, found your tracks, and slowly, obviously I had to keep stopping to get off the blooming cart to look where your tracks were going, and track you here. What happened to you lot?
Well, that is a story, Thoric.
It's been a long night. Can we talk about it tomorrow?
Just stuff. Nothing
I
in particular.
I made many close acquaintances with, firstly, a tree and then a bush.
Right.
Sergei, you are very aware with your high perception roll that the sound of the twigs coming from the direction of the cave has not ceased.
Thoric, did you bring friends with you today?
No. Why?
Well, as you ask that, you start to hear the pulling sound of the string of a bow coming from the direction of the cave, and I would like you all to roll initiative, please.
Oh, gods.
You know, I don't think we're alone.
16. You don't see anything. You don't know anything.
16 for you, Sergei?
Yes.
That would be a 7.
13.
7 for Johan, 13 for Saga, and for Thoric?
13.
13. Okay. and then for them, it's going to be... Why can't I see the initiative on the stand book? Oh, that's why.
Well, Thoric, if it's not your footsteps, and it's not our footsteps, then whose footsteps is it?
So, they have actually rolled a 17 on their initiative, so they will be going first. So, you hear the pull of this... this bowstring, And you feel the gush as a arrow flies through the air at you, Sergi. And that is going to be 14 against your AC.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay, that's not good. That's going to be 4 piercing damage for you then. So you're talking to Thoric, and you hear the bow being pulled, and you hear the pew of the arrow as it just kind of gashes just the side of your arm.
I'm dead.
You're down?
Yeah.
Whoa!
I only had 3 HP because I fell out the tree.
Ah, yay, 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 yay. Okay. How much did you have left?
3 HP. So that's
3 HP. So you've got 1, you're minus 1. So it's not killed you outright, you're just unconscious at this point.
So whose is it?
Oh, and you just see Sergei just drop to the floor. Wow.
I like slow his fall. I'm just like, Sergei!
Sonic!
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
I'm holding him in my arms.
This is not a good start.
Hands are so warm, Thoric.
Okay, what is going on?
At that same moment, another arrow flings from the darkness, essentially. And it fires off at Thoric. However, I'm going to guess a natural 1 or a 5 is not going to hit you.
I deflect it.
as you go to catch Johan, it's just you just kind of ping it out of the sky with pure epicness.
Only I could see it.
Yeah. Is there a torch lit? Like, is there a campfire or anything?
No.
It was extinguished.
No, they deliberately kept a fire out of the way.
Okay.
So as to not attract any attention, but I think Sergei's falling from the tree might have
I do see a very bright light, and it's at the end of a very long tunnel.
Stay away from it, Sergei! I'm like gripping him and shaking him like, stay away from the light.
Okay, so Sergei, it's actually your go, so I need you to make a death saving throw, please. Oh. Which is a pure d20 roll.
That's a 5.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Sergi, come on.
Why? Why the failures now?
That's 1 fail. Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
I'm sweating a little bit here. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's 1 fail out of 3. Okay, so you just remain unconscious, kind of bleeding out a little bit. Saga,
yeah,
you're up. At the moment, essentially, you've got Sergei down by your side. You know that something's firing at you from the darkness, but you can't really see beyond, you know, general shapes at this point of bushes and trees and things. What would you like to do?
Okay, since I can't see anything, can I try and stabilize Sergei?
Sure, give me a medicine check, please.
Five.
No. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, you drop down and you try and patch up. You tear a little bit off your clothing and try and tie up the wound just to stop the bleeding, but it's just pouring out of his arm at this point. Luckily, he doesn't seem to have hit any vital organs, but the amount of blood coming out is significant. It's a very, very deep wound.
Heal him! Heal him!
Anything else you'd like to do, Saga? You could move, I suppose, if you wanted to, or if you've got anything that will let you take a bonus action.
No, I'll say where I am.
Okay. Right then, Thoric.
Now I'm very torn because no one else can see a damn thing.
Save Sergei.
So, okay, yeah. I have 1 spell slot left as well. So
Jesus!
I haven't rested. I've only got. I'm level 1. I've only got 2.
Did you? What spells did you use?
Bless.
Was it bless?
Oh, yeah, you did.
I used something in the last. Yeah.
You used Bless.
Yep.
Oh, no.
I've only got two. As soon as we get to higher levels, it gets a lot better. I am just going
Have you got any healing cantrips or anything like that?
No. I can stabilize him as an action, but or I can just heal him for an action, and I'm debating which one to do in terms of chronic. I'm taking too long. I'm gonna roll for it because I'm trying to think what's best. I'm gonna heal him. I'm just gonna gut reaction. I'm gonna like just be the saga like, get out. You can I like look around while I'm healing him and try and point out where they might be for the other two?
Sure. Yeah. So you point out. You look up and you can see there are some goblin creatures. Out in amongst the trees and in the bushes. They don't seem to be taking too much of an active effort to hide at this point because they seem to think that the darkness is enough for them at this moment in time. So you can see them. They are basically in the direction of the cave mouth. And they are about 40 to 45 feet away from where you guys are camped.
Right.
At this point in time.
I just, like, grab Saga's shoulder.
They're not close together. They're about 20 feet apart from each other, kind of to the left and right of where you're looking.
I grab Saga's shoulder and just sort of, like, vaguely shove her in that direction. Like, just, they're over there. I'll get some light going in a bit. One sec. And I'd, like, grab onto Sergei, and I just, like, run my hands with the rings of my goddess over his wounds, and I cast Cure Wounds at level 1.
Oh, okay.
Please, thank you.
So you just rub your hand over the wound, and whilst the wound itself doesn't close up, you see the bleeding start to slow and almost dry up completely and start to scab over. So how many hit points is that then?
It's just coming up on D&D Beyond. It's a bit slow, but
okay,
it should come through to everyone.
This is tense.
Yeah,
you're telling me. What a way to start off the morning.
Oh, nine.
Oh my god.
Nine.
Nice. Thank the gods.
I don't suppose it creates any kind of light, does it?
For a few seconds, maybe.
Bodic, you're my saviour.
It's like, oh, now you want my magic light. Make your mind up.
Johan thinks that, but doesn't quite have the courage to say it out loud.
Okay, Thoric, anything else you'd like to do? Would you like to move anywhere or use a bonus action or anything?
I've already used my action. I don't know if you'd allow me to, like, drag Sergei to his feet.
Yeah, I'll let that go. I'll let that slide, yeah.
Thank you. I want to grab him to his feet and put him behind me and just raise my shield. And just be like, you goblins are dead!
I'm just going to hug him. I'm going to hug his leg.
I give him a little pat on the head. Just like, it's going to be all right,
my saviour. I've never seen such a beautiful sight.
We're not out of the woods yet, mate. Keep your eyes open, okay?
Okay, Johan. So you see Thoric use some of his
voodoo.
terrible voodoo stuff to potentially save Sergei's life as he lifts him to his feet. You're almost shocked that Sergei can even stand at this point. You, much like Saga, can't see much but darkness. You've been given a general direction in which the creatures are, but you can't really see them.
Okay, I have a plan. You may not like it. I have, in my possession, I have a flask of oil. My suggestion is to draw a circle around us and light it to give us some light with my tinderbox, which I also have, or perhaps grab a flint from the fire and like try and set it ablaze. just to give us some light. I realize it will draw attention to us and it'll probably make us easier to hit, but it will create some light for us. And it will certainly attract our attention to the cave.
Mm. Sure.
Just do it.
Sure. Okay, so I do that. I have a flask and I use some of it to draw a circle around us.
Right.
As much as I can bear it. I try and feel my way to try and see where everyone is, because I can't really tell where everyone is. So I try my best to draw like a 4 or 5 foot circle around us.
Sure.
And then would it be quicker to use my tinderbox, or can I just grab a rock from the fire and just...
I think it's probably going to be quicker to do your tinderbox, isn't it?
Right, tinderbox out. Fa-ching. Create a ring of fire around around the party. And I'm also gonna try a tactic from the mummy.
Right.
I speak several languages. So, like the guy trying to stop Imhotep from killing him, I'm gonna go through all my languages and I'm gonna try and chat something intimidating in all the languages I know. In an attempt to sound intimidating. Even if they don't understand me, at least they'll think, dude, this guy's crazy. So I shout, come at me, you in Abyssal, Celestial, Common, Infernal, and Thieves' Cant.
Oh my god.
Right, okay. Celestial, Common, go again.
Celestial, Abyssal, Common, Infernal, and Thieves' Cant.
Wow, okay. So you all hear Johan just splurting out all sorts of expletives, and then also, essentially for most of you, probably complete and utter gobbledygook as you try and make out what it is that he's trying to say, and he gesticulates a lot. He's mad.
Oric, I think the crazy shady man has lost it.
I think he's possessed.
I don't think he ever had it.
Okay.
Can I see now?
You can see a lot of fire. Yes, you can see. I'm going to give you a sort of 30 foot range on your light in terms of what you can see, because I think the actual flames themselves are going to pour a lot of light into you because you're surrounded, pour a lot of light in. So I'll give you 30 feet so you can see a fair bit, but not all the way into the forest, I think.
And that's
for all of you. Okay, which brings us then, unless there's anything else you want to do.
So the speaking had no effect. Can I roll intimidation check at the very least?
Oh, sorry, yes, I got so caught up in the light stuff. Yes, please do roll an intimidate check, sorry.
Ooh, 20!
Ooh!
Ooh, okay.
Even I feel intimidated.
Okay, let me quickly make a... Okay. You hear a lot of, in a language that you don't understand, a lot of kind of not screaming sounds, but a lot of chatter and a lot of, a lot of babbling and stuff from beyond your wall of flame. Okay. Anything else you'd like to do, or is that your turn?
That's probably enough.
Okay. Which brings us then to the creatures in the forest, these goblinoids. Okay. So Thoric, you're probably the only one that can see far enough to witness this. But you do see some of the creatures running back towards the direction of the cave mouth, squawking and kind of again, this inane babble as they head towards the cave mouth.
Nice.
That is all they're going to do. So that brings us to Sergi.
Thoric, I have a plan. I'm feeling revitalized. So I want you to throw me at them.
Come again.
You heard me. I would like, it's an old tactic I used to use with my friends back on the ship. I would like you to throw me at the enemy.
Do you think he has a death wish?
What did he say?
I think he
anyone
said...
else like to throw me? Would anyone like to throw me at the enemy?
I think he wants me to toss him.
Did he ask
Don't
you to
tell
toss
the elf.
Him? What elf? What's he talking about?
Well,
an old saying we had on
if you're
people.
Sure. I don't know if this is a good idea, Sergei.
I would also like to bardically inspire Thoric.
whatever you want to use it for, but Thoric, I believe in you. Okay,
I mean,
I'm ready.
Full disclosure, the goblins have actually ran out of the range of Thoric's dark vision. So you can't even see where they've gone to at this point. You just know they've headed in the direction of the cave. That they are essentially in the darkness beyond.
I would argue they have just seen like a big circle of fire come up. This crazy man here shouted them in some kind of devil language. Now if they have a very small man who they thought was dead, now charge at them. I would say that is even more intimidating, you know?
Maybe he's right.
In
a strange sort of way. If the two of you bear him towards the cave and throw him as if he was dead, and I could then take them from the side.
Not to be funny. Well, it's I'm going to shut up because it's not my turn. But...
Anything else you would like to do, Sergei, or are you simply going to make that suggestion to Thoric?
I'm going to make that suggestion and kind of just prepare myself, crouch down slightly with my sword pointing forward.
Even though he's told you he can't see where the goblins are.
Yeah, I'm just going to...
Okay.
And can I use that bardic inspiration as a bonus action?
Of course.
On
yes.
Thoric. Inspiring words.
Any particular inspiring words?
Thoric, do good.
I try my best.
That's all I have.
It's all I need.
Do good and toss me.
Okay, Saga. At this point, you hear Sergei make this bizarre suggestion, Thoric saying, I don't know if this is going to work because I can't really see them, but sure. And you see Sergei crouch down. You have no idea where these goblins are because they're well beyond your range of dark vision at this point.
How high is this fire?
Not very high.
Can you step over it without injuring yourself, or is it like...
I mean, you might need to do a little bit of a slight leap over the fire. I don't think it's quite stepping over, but a slight leap over and you'd be fine, I would have thought.
Okay, I'm gonna try and hop over it then.
Okay, headed in their direction, presumably.
Yes, where I think we are anyway.
Okay, and are you gonna do full movement? Are you gonna dash? What are you thinking?
Full movement. I won't dash, but I'll do full movement.
Okay. So, as you leap over the fire and you start to kind of slightly jog in their general direction, you do see them starting to come into view. You can see the back of one of them just in front of you. He's about 30 feet away at this point.
I shall use my crossbow then on him.
Okay. Let's go for it then.
Mm-hmm. It's a 7.
Oh. You see this goblin come into view. You pull out your crossbow and quickly fire off a bolt. And it just goes straight over its shoulder into the trees beyond. Anything else you'd like to do? Any bonus action you might have, perhaps?
Nothing that's useful. No, that was it. That was so useful.
Thoric, anything you would like to do?
I'm torn again because Thoric doesn't want to be mean to Sergei, but he thinks it's a ridiculous, ill-advised plan, seeing as I just stopped him from bleeding. But I don't generally throw people that I've just brought back from the dead, you know? It's not really what I do. But at the same time, he's juiced me up and I'm feeling gosh damn inspired. And I'm going to toss the halfling.
Right. What is the range of a...
I'm going to get a 25-foot run-up as well with my movement, if you'll allow. I'm going to, like, orderly one, two, and then... 25-foot and just like long arm him.
Sure. I mean, you're probably going to have to leap over the flames if you're going to do that sort of a run-up.
Let's go.
So let's do a...
Even more terrifying.
Do you know what? Let's do an athletics check. Let's see how well you manage this.
That's a 23.
Okay, fine.
A 19 plus 4.
So you grab Sergei by the... You kind of grab the bottom of his... or the top of his trousers, almost.
Yeah, my
like
belt, scruff.
Yeah, that's it, belt and scruff, yeah. And you charge, leap over the flames, and then fling him as far as you can. Now, are you an African or European halfling? Because I need to work out how far the hell you're going to go. I reckon we could do. This is
he's
hard.
He's unladen currently. Yeah.
very malnourished as well.
Oh yeah, that's true. Quite light.
Blood.
This is where, you know, knowing physics would be great. But I don't know. I'm gonna say, what's your strength actually? Thoric?
The score is a 15 for a plus 2. I'm proficient in athletics for a plus 4.
Okay.
So what's your airspeed velocity?
I'm going
to put a bit of spin on me. Maybe I can go a bit quicker. Like a bullet.
The fastball Sergei.
Okay, I'm going to say for sake of ease... because it's a nice square 15. So you take your 25-foot run up, you leap over the flame, you fling him about 15 feet in front of you, which is not actually all that far, except that with the run up, you just see Sergei just go overhead.
Hey, Saga!
And land in a heap in front of you. But Sergei, can you make a acrobatics check just to see how well you land, or just a straight dexterity if you don't have acrobatics proficiency, of course.
15.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll give you that. So you land on your feet and kind of, you know, where you kind of stumble up and try and keep the momentum going.
He sticks the landing.
Yes.
It's a 10.
So now you are well within range of being able to see these goblins with the fire light just kind of hitting the back of their backs. So you can see both of them. They're about 15 feet. No, about 10 feet. No, sorry, 20 feet in front of you. So is there anything you would... Oh, no, it's not your turn yet, is it?
No. I take it that's my action to throw.
I think so.
Yes. Yeah, that's fair. You know when hammer throwers like throw and then they like there's a small delay and then they just yell. I do that. I do a little spin like, come on!
Okay, so Johan.
Okay, so it's been a strange evening. I've heard Saga run forward, loose a crossbow, and then yell in frustration. And then I've seen the dwarf pick up the halfling and then run away with him. And then a long, loud yell. And then a kind of yee! But I'm just stuck here in the ring of fire, like, guess I'll join them then. So I kind of run in the direction that Saga went.
Yep.
And I do my full movement, but I presume I won't come into contact with anything because I've only moved 30 feet.
You could dash to take it up to 60, but then that would take an action, so you wouldn't be able to do much. But let's, if I...
The goblins are further away than that anyway, though, right? Okay.
No, yeah, I mean, I think from where you are, you can certainly get in line with Saga.
Okay, well, I'll get in line with Saga then. Because...
So you can see one of the backs of one of the goblins.
Okay. I can see the backs of one of the goblins.
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't be able to throw a dagger at this point. Probably won't be able to engage them either. So I'll just draw level with Saga because I'm not in great shape either. I'm only on half HP.
Okay.
I run up to Saga and go, Did that just happen?
She just glares at him.
Okay, that brings us to the top of the round. So you, the goblin creatures, you kind of see them, you hear them splashing as they kind of wade through the stream. It's not very deep though, so it's not affecting their movement really to any significance, but kind of almost like in puddles, that sound. And Thoric, you see them run into the cave mouth. And that is their turn. So, Sergi, you see them run into the darkness, but because the fire's so far away at this point, you can't really tell exactly where they're going, but they certainly go out of your vision range.
I would like to, having landed, continue the run forward, screaming and trying to intimidate them. And then if I arrive at the cave mouth in this turn, then just kind of wait just to the side of it.
Okay, sure. Saga, what would you like to do? Oh. You see the goblins run off into the darkness, much like Sergi, in the general direction of the cave mouth, but really difficult to tell exactly where they are.
Well, I'm going to move 30 feet and then try another crossbow. I'm chasing them.
In
basically.
The general direction, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to fire off with disadvantage then and see what we get?
Come on, Saga.
Oh, one of them was so good, and one of them's a natural one.
Ah, yay, yay. You fire your crossbow off into the darkness. You hear it impact into the wood of a tree trunk. Certainly not into the flesh of anything.
It's Sergei.
No.
Don't give the DM any ideas, okay?
I'll remember that one for ideas. Next time, maybe. anything? I don't suppose you've got anything else to do.
No,
you
I don't.
To the cave mouth? Okay. So Thoric, you're the only one really that's seen them run into the cave mouth for sure because of your dark vision. You are behind everybody else at this point by about 35 feet, I'd say.
Cool. I will run forward 25 feet to sort of draw just levelish with them, with my little legs.
Sure.
And I will... Can I see any enemies moving that distance?
That's a good question, actually. I'm going to say no.
That's all right.
I'm going to say no.
In which case, I am going to use my action to cast light on to my shield.
Okay.
And just like hold it aloft. So hopefully it'll give, that gives me 20 foot radius. Hang on. The object is, so it's bright light for 20 and dim light for another 20.
Okay.
So 40 foot total.
Sure.
And I'll tell the others that they've gone into the cave. And then I will turn to the rest and be like, look, not to be unkind, but you all look like shite. Is this a good idea, or should we cut our losses?
At least I'm not bleeding to death like these two.
I don't know what right, you're talking about.
I slap Johan's wrist and I'm like, stop it.
That's my bad wrist.
We are still in initiative. Johan, anything you'd like to do? You can now see the cave mouth and the stream.
And do I see any goblins?
No.
I walk towards the light.
Towards the light? So towards Thoric?
Yeah. Okay. I walk towards the light and put that light out.
Are you deaf?
Yeah, I walk towards it with a certain amount of trepidation and revulsion as I feel the warm light, and it makes me feel warm and fuzzy, and it makes me uncomfortable.
Okay.
We all safe.
Anything else you'd like to do? Any actions you'd like to take?
Probably best to like call everyone to Thorix just so that we're all together at least.
Sure.
I think they're gone. Where is everyone?
I've never felt safe at your home.
If we stop now, they'll just kill us in our sleep.
I like this. The only thing we can carry on is keep moving into the cave, but then we don't know what we'll find. We've got a plan.
We've got a cart. If we get back to it, we can outrun them.
If they come out again, they could ambush us in the forest again.
Let's go to the car.
They did kill me, so I would like to, you know, do a bit of stabbing.
Let's go back to the car. Thoric, lead the way.
I'm too wounded to argue.
So is that what you all want to do? Make your way back to the car?
Thoric, like, nods at everyone, just like, I know it's not everyone's style to back down, but we've done ourselves proud, we've scared them off. We've not lost this fight. Live to fight another day. I can't, you know, my goddess only gives me so much of her blessings, and I'm not sure I'd be able to help you if anything goes wrong.
But also, if we take the car forth, and Gundren Rockseeker is not here to give us our reward, as we found his brooch, my guess is he's either in the cave or nearby. If he comes to harm, it may jeopardize our mission.
We are still technically in initiative order at this point, so I need you to make a decision as to whether you're going to go or whether you're going to stay.
Well, Sargar's in favor of going to the cart.
Okay.
As much as I want to go into the cave, I'd rather not wander into the lion's den just yet.
Okay.
Maybe we can take our time to plan it if we did want to come back.
And Thoric, you want to head back to the cart as well, right?
Aye, as much as, you know, what they're saying, I don't know about the brooch or, like, what was going on, and I want them to tell me, but this isn't necessarily going to go very well.
Right, okay, no problem. So you back away from the cave, still very, very guarded, kind of sleek off into the woods behind you, keeping a very close eye on your backs should anything come for you, and you go go into the darkness in the direction that you came from, making your way back to Gundren's cart of supplies.